We welcome you to the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, and this time around we're going to talk about the Vanderbilt Wound Care Program at Newport Hospital. Very, very important area of care, and our guests are going to explain it all to us. With us are Dr. Thomas Rocco, Critical Care Medicine and General Surgery, Newport Hospital. Dr. Rocco, nice to talk to you again.
Right. Thanks for having me again, Bruce.
Good to talk to you. We'll talk more about our old times together as we go along here. And also with us is Alicia Williams, who's the clinical manager of the Vanderbilt Wound Care Program in Newport Hospital. Alicia, nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Bruce. Nice to be here.
Good to talk to you. The wound care program, very specialized and can be a critical area. What is the wound care program? How would you describe it?
Well, we've been here for 15 years, and it's essentially helping providers take care of chronic wounds. And, you know, a chronic wound is a non-healing wound. And in the past, wound centers were not around. And when I say in the past, when I was a resident 30 years ago, there was no such thing as a wound center.
Yeah.
And we started this 15 years ago because at one point in my career, I was in this small, tiny hospital in Wisconsin, and even as small as the Newport Hospital, it had a wound center, and it was just a small center that was once a day, and these providers, nurses, nurse practitioners would come up and help with wound care, and I thought it was great because prior to that, as a general surgeon, you tried to do this in the hospital, and you tried to do it in your office. And it just helped with wound care because it was so specialized. And that's where my first exposure to was as a general surgeon about 20 years ago. And we've been here 15 years, and it's to help people take care of wounds because it's something that requires a lot of care. When you see a patient in your office for any medical problem, you tend not to see them that often. You know, when I see them that often, maybe twice a year, you might see them once a year. But with wound care, we see patients every week. And that puts a lot of burden on a lot of offices to do that. So that's what we're trying to provide is that diligent wound care that's difficult to be done in a regular office. And my exposure 20 years ago in this small, tiny hospital, it was so great that they came up once a week. I'd have my patients that I needed care for go there once a week. And when I got to Newport Hospital, when it was first started, I found some nurses that were really, you know, really liked to take care of wounds. Not everybody does. And that's when we started it 15 years ago in 2008. It was actually November 2008. So it's 15 years
wow.
This month. And that's, it really does help with not only the wound care, but the patient outcomes. Like I said, when I trained, there weren't wound cares, wound care clinics. It was done in the office with general surgeons, and it took longer for people to get healed because they weren't getting that diligent care. Plus, wound care's changed so much in the last 20 years.
Well, we do want to talk about that. How large an operation is this? I mean, we're talking about something that really has come up in the last 15 years, as you described. Alicia, how many docs, how many staff members are there?
So what we have, we're a specialty service, and we're open Monday through Thursday. We have three doctors. Dr. Rocco's here on Mondays and Thursdays. He's a general surgeon. On Tuesdays, we have a physiatrist, Dr. Fields, Joseph Fields, and we have a podiatrist. We work closely with other providers such as plastic surgeons and vascular surgeons, whatever the patient might need. So we're specialty in that we take care of the wounds, but we would set up a service for them such as visiting nurse, if they need their dressing changed more than once a week. If they don't require visiting nurse, we would set them up with supplies that are mailed to the house, and we would educate them on how to take care of your own wound. The goal is to really keep you at home and to get the best care that we can give them and to get you healed. You don't have to live with wounds.
I guess that's the overall question. Is this something that is cured or curable, or to what degree does our patient have to live with this wound day in, day out, week in, week out?
I'd say 95% of the wounds will heal within a certain amount of time. I can remember when we first opened with a 4-hour clinic, and one of our very first patients, she came to us and she was wrapping her legs and rolls of paper towels. She had doing that for months and months and months, and the towels would just saturate. Oh. So she came to us. We set up a plan of care for her and we healed her. People are living in situations that they don't have to struggle with. I'm not sure how much they know about us, but that's the reason that we're here, so that we can get the word out that we're here.
Sure. What types of wounds are we talking about here, Dr. Rocco and Alicia? I mean, are they associated with particular diseases or conditions?
Right, absolutely. The most common one that we have is chronic venous ulcerations. Those are lower extremity wounds, usually from poor blood flow back to the heart in the venous system. That's a very common type of wound. And then we have pressure wounds. That could be from, you know, any type of portion of your body, if it's buttocks, elbow, the back, the heel. Pressure wounds are very common. And again, we're very cognizant of those because we don't want hospital-acquired pressure wounds. And some of what we do here is education to the hospital as well. And then you also have diabetic wounds. And that could be anywhere in the body, but mainly in the lower extremities. Those are the most common wounds that we deal with. Again, with the education of patients, what we do is coordinate their care, as Alicia already mentioned. If it's visiting nurse, people that are diabetics, making sure that they're taking care of their blood sugars well. You know, obviously when they come in, they get their vitals every day, that they come in to be seen, to make sure that, you know, their heart rate's in a good area, they're pumping their blood through their body. We also coordinate with people also have peripheral vascular disease with vascular wounds, so we have to help people find vascular surgeons to help with their blood flow for those types of wounds. So what we do is, with these different types of wounds, we assess them. And the first thing I look at is, why is it non-healing? And I've done it for so long. It seems simple, but it really is simple. You got to make sure a wound doesn't have an infection.
That's going to be my first question in a minute. Yeah. We do want to find out more about this. We've heard some discussion about it from some different sources, and it's just, of course, another wonderful department and service that is available at Newport Hospital, the Wound Care Program, and we're going to get into it on today's Hour of Health. Dr. Thomas Rocco and Alicia Williams from the Wound Care Center and the Vanderbilt Wound Care Program at Newport Hospital on today's Newport Hospital Hour of Health. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, and today we're talking about the Vanderbilt Wound Care Program at the Newport Hospital. With us, Dr. Thomas Rocco, critical care medicine and general surgeon, and Alicia Williams, the clinical manager of the Vanderbilt Wound Care Program. So, Dr. Rocco, you were just getting into what causes these wounds and why they are chronic in these particular patients. What is it in these patients that is not able to heal their own wounds?
Right. So we're talking about the things that we look at is, you know, is it a vascular problem? Is blood flow not adequate enough to heal? And that's one of the most important things. And that's why we coordinate some of the care with vascular surgeons. But also the other things are pressure. We got to teach people how to get off of their wounds to help them heal. If not, help them get the proper supplies on what to sit on and how to move for pressure wounds. But the other things I was talking about is, a lot of times non-healing wounds are things that are something that we don't, there's, for me, they're like, again, they're simple reasons, and those things are, is infection involved? So we do culture some of the wounds. Is there too much drainage? We need to control the drainage. Is there a fistula, meaning like a connection to another organ, if it's the intestine or the kidney or the bladder? Is there a foreign body in a wound? All these things are the things that could make a wound non-healing. And so when we look at the wound, it's about trying to make the environment of the skin the best that it could be,
sure,
to help it heal. Like, it drives me crazy when I hear this commercial for some New York wound center about how we heal your wounds. That is absolutely wrong. We make the environment so your body can heal the wounds. We don't heal the wounds.
There you go.
The patient does. But if there's an infection, there's too much drainage.
Well, can that happen, though? I mean, if I'm thinking of some of the ancient ways, you know, that you see in movies or read in books. You know, people used to pour tea on wounds and things like that. So how much of that at the wound care program at Newport Hospital, how much comes out of the person's environment and just bad habits or wrong things that people are doing that you have to correct? Does that happen often or seldom or not at all?
Well, education is big.
Huge.
It's funny you talk about things in the cabinet, but we do use honey, matter honey, as one of our treatments. And
is that right?
It's been around forever. Negative pressure, one of the treatments that we use, goes back to ancient times. But typically a wound will heal within 4 to 6 weeks. We have the little ladies that got hit with the cart at the grocery store and it's been lingering for 6 weeks. Could be due to the veins in our legs. As we age, our veins age, our heart ages. So that, you know, that pump, the heart's not pumping and getting the blood down there to get the necessary things that they need to heal. So there's a host of different things, and everyone's different.
Right. Everybody is different. That's why it's not like an assembly line when people come in. Everybody, it really is different. And so there's some people that can't tolerate certain treatments if it's pressure and we have to think of something different. But, you know, Newport Hospital, the main thing is what we do is educate and coordinate care. There are some, we are a smaller, not a tertiary care type of hospital. If something is, you know, a very complex wound, we do send them to Rhode Island Hospital. And what we have the affiliation with the East Providence Wound Center, which has to do with lifespan, and they have hyperbaric treatment as well. So we have some other things up our sleeve that we have to refer out. But essentially what we do is coordinate the care with visiting nurses, educate families, and then if we have something very complex, we know what to do as the next step.
And these wounds, now you mentioned, Alicia, these wounds can come about as the result of some type of an accident. It doesn't have to be a symptom or something to do with a condition or a disease or something, an ailment that a patient is going through. And I guess what the time frame is 4 to 6 weeks. If you're not healing, if you've had some type of a trauma and you're not healing in that space of time, that would be a good time to come and seek you out.
Yes, unless, well, some, from time to time, the emergency room, if someone presents to the emergency room, they'll send a referral right over. If it's a really large skin tear, you know, patients come in and out of the car, they might catch themselves on the car door.
Right.
We've got ladies that get on the pews, the kneelers at church, in the church, they... Quite a few times we've had wounds from those. If they're not healing, it could be due to uncontrolled blood sugars or whatever it is. Then within 4 weeks, if it's not healing appropriately, they should come see us.
Sure.
The corner of a dishwasher keeps us in business. Bang into their dishwasher corner.
Good to know.
All the time.
Good to
but
know.
The pews at the church,
they
keep us in business.
Some of those old churches, for sure. Some of those old wood and iron type things that have stood the test of time. They've been there for 200 years for a reason. How many appointments and how many visits? You mentioned that you see your patients week after week. Is there a number of visits that might be a common number before things start to turn around? What can we expect?
Well, normally it's 1 to 2 months most wounds are healed.
Mm-hmm.
But the longer somebody stays at home with their wound, the longer it takes to get it fully healed.
Before they come and have it checked out.
Right. So when we, you know, we see somebody, we have a lot of people that are recurrent patients, and they know the sooner they get in, the quicker their wounds are going to get healed.
Sure. And how often will a patient self-refer, or how often does another physician treating the patient for a condition refer the patient to you?
So that is a really great question, and I'm going to tell you why. It's my frustration with the Newport Wound Center, and we've been here 15 years, and this is what we need to do. We need to reach out to people, because most people don't self-refer until they get here. And when they get here, then they know what a great place this is. And I always say this is one of the best places at Newport Hospital. We have an unbelievable staff. People enjoy not only, you know, the camaraderie of our own team, but we make them part of our family. Yeah. So I can't tell you how many times I've had people here who've lived in Newport forever, and they come, and I'll always ask them, you know, they usually get referred from either the emergency room, a walk-in clinic, primary care provider, and they'll always say, I can't believe you've been here. This is a great facility. And I go, yeah, we've been here 10 or 15 years, and it drives me crazy. So once they come and they get their wound cared for, and they have unbelievable care, plus the team is phenomenal here. We're a family.
Definitely.
Nobody leaves for another job. They come to this job and they retire. That's mm-hmm. People come back 5-10 years and the same people are still here.
Amazing.
And it is amazing. We have a great, great team. And so I would say this, the self-referrals is after they've been referred here initially, because nobody knows that we're here until they get here. And then when they get here, we're like, you just call and you come right in. And, you know, it really is a family environment, Bruce. I can't tell you. That's why I'm still here. Otherwise,
there you go. Well, you know, we're almost at the halfway point here. So why don't we just toss out a little call to action? If someone has been dealing with something that might require a wound care program, how can they reach out to the Vanderbilt Wound Care Program in Newport Hospital?
They could call us directly at 845-3810. That's the direct line to the wound center. If they had questions,
right.
The best thing to do would be to grab a referral from your primary care doctor or any doctor, really, because we're specialty. We need that for insurance purposes. We understand if you have Medicare Part A and B that you don't need a referral typically to see a doctor. But because we're specialty, we would ask that you do get that. It just expedites the process. But definitely give us a call and we can steer you in the right direction.
Excellent. And more coming with Dr. Thomas Rocco and Alicia Williams from the Vanderbilt Wound Care Center at Newport Hospital on today's Newport Hospital Hour of Health from FM 101.1 and AM 1540. Welcome back. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We're talking this time around about the Vanderbilt Wound Care Center Wound Care Program at Newport Hospital with Dr. Thomas Rocco, critical care medicine and general surgeon, and clinical manager Alicia Williams at the Vanderbilt Wound Care Program. So, Tom, you had mentioned that it was a family atmosphere. People
Absolutely.
Have been there on staff for years and years and years. How about you? Now, you mentioned a little bit about your past and being at a hospital far, far away. How long have you been there at Newport Hospital?
I've been here since 2006, and then the wound center started in 2008.
And you had that experience at that hospital out in the Midwest. And was that, how much of an influence was that on you getting involved with this program?
Well, absolutely. It showed that it's a great way to get wounds healed quicker, get the correct supplies, educate the patients. And then when I came to Newport Hospital in 2006, Alicia and then our previous manager, Kelly Brothers, was very involved with wound care on the floors. And as a general surgeon, I was either consulted or, you know, asked for recommendations. And I had mentioned about how there was a wound center out west in the Midwest, and it was put together. At the time, it was just one day a week. It was, we started on Mondays, and Dr. Fantas was the medical director, because he had done it with the Navy a little bit in terms of wound care. And it was just once a week on Mondays. And over time, now we're down, we're up to 4 days a week, and now we have three providers, and it's and we're looking to even get busier, because we know that the wounds are out there, you know, the population's getting older, and it just makes it easier for primary care doctors, even general surgeons or vascular surgeons. They can do what they need to do, and we can take care of their wounds. Another thing that happens is plastic surgeons do Mohs surgery. Mohs surgery is you keep removing a cancerous process, and they keep doing it until it's completely excised. And they start doing it, you never know how big the defect's going to be. And then they're at a spot where it's too big to close, and they send them to the wound center. The cancerous process is done, and then we take care of healing the wound. So we coordinate with other surgeons on healing the wounds rather than going to the office every day. What we do is just coordinate everything else, and it works really well. And again, wound healing is much better since wound centers are now very common in a lot of different hospitals.
It is really something that has taken on across the country and in the profession for sure.
That's correct.
Sure. It's just all about being more aware and knowing that it is more than, you know, taking a pill or prescribing a medicine or doing a procedure, right, or something like that. Alicia, how about you? Now, you're a Newporter, right?
I'm a Newporter. I am. I've been at the hospital for 26 years. I've started on the orthopedic and med-surg floors, and that's where we are. Kelly and I, Kelly's retired and she's no longer with us, but like you said, we're family. Kelly comes back and we all get together, but we went and got certified through the Nurse Credentialing Center, and we attend, she still comes with me, well, we attend symposiums on advanced wound care throughout the United States. We go to Georgia, they've been every place. And we go to that yearly, and we learn innovative techniques, and they're all evidence-based, and bring these new things back and put them in action. We listen to seminars and talks, and there's a huge exhibition hall where we look at products. It's quite a business, and it's a business that we bring home, and we bring it to our patients.
And that's another good point, is everybody that works at the wound center is wound care certified. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't tell you how many times people walk through nurses, other doctors, and they go, wow, it seems like this, I would love to work here, but you have to get wound care certified at any, you know, certified wound center, and all of us are. So it's not that, it's just anybody helping. It's people that have their, you know, education, expertise in this type of treatment.
So it really leads to and adds to the peace of mind and the confidence that we have as patients, the fact that not only are you well qualified, but you're certified specifically for this. So you can take a look and pretty much tell us and be able to, again, give us a great deal of confidence that this is going to be taken care of in the best way possible. It is a, when we say the Vanderbilt Wound Care Program, we're referring to a multidisciplinary care team, and you've got everyone from all of the parts of the treatment available to you. I mean, you mentioned the staffers that were there at the program, but you have other surgeons and dermatologists and infectious disease specialists that you can call on, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And how often does that happen? I mean, I suppose every patient is different, but in this day and age when we know so much more about viruses and we know so much more about things getting spread, is it necessary to have that team come in more often than maybe it did 5 years ago?
Well, it depends on the complexity of the wounds. They're all very different. Most patients, I would say 80% of them, 85% of them, they just need to see us, and we will culture the wound and do the things and clean out the wound. And usually those things will help us heal the wound. But when you have a complex wound, you might need an orthopedic surgeon if there's bone involved, definitely an infectious disease if you're worried about osteomyelitis or an infection that's not improving with just normal antibiotics. And then again, with the vascular surgeons, we coordinate care with people that have peripheral vascular disease. So it's, you know, we even have sent people to the lymphedema clinic that's also at Newport Hospital for people that have legs that have problems with excess lymph fluid that's different than venous stasis problems that require more treatments. So it really is, everybody is very different, but we have a way to coordinate all of that.
Sure. Every treatment is individualized. Mm-hmm. It's a program, so the patient is part of the program. Mm-hmm. The way what I set up for Tom might not be what I set up for another person, in that I want you to be able to manage it. So I'm not going to put a dressing on you that you can't manage yourself. So we would individualize the program to you. Again, it goes back to, you might have a visiting nurse, you might have a family member doing it, but we want to make sure that you're able to maintain the wound.
Right. And Bruce, that's one of the, you become our family when a patient comes in. I can't say that enough. And the first thing you ask the first time you meet somebody, you look at the wound, it's like, who lives with you? Are you by yourself? Do you think you can care for this? You really have to, you know, if somebody has high blood pressure, you know, all right, you see what they do for a living, but we really got to know their living situation and how, because we could have the perfect therapy, but if it can't be done at home or wherever they are, even if it's at a nursing home or assisted living, it's going to fail. So it really is. It's so individualized, like the same wounds for two different people and one that's more independent than another person in a different setting. It has to be, you have to coordinate the right care for it to heal.
So the answers to those questions, I guess, would determine the treatment for this patient. I mean, if you're going to treat someone who's by themselves differently than, or are you? I guess that would be a good question. Are you going to treat someone who has someone at home or someone who might be able to caregive differently than someone who is just dependent upon himself or herself?
That's exactly right, because some people do need visiting nurse services at home. We work with visiting nurse services, home and hospice, which I work for as the hospice medical director. So we have great communication with them. And, you know, some people can't take care of the wounds, especially pressure wounds on their bottoms. Nobody can see them. So we have to coordinate nurses to go in there 2-3 times a week. But the person that can take care of it on their own, they can do the dressing either daily or as they need it. So it really is very different for everybody.
And we'll continue just ahead with Dr. Thomas Rocco and Alicia Williams from the Vanderbilt Wound Care Program at Newport Hospital on today's Newport Hospital Hour of Health. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We're talking today about the Vanderbilt Wound Care Program at Newport Hospital with Dr. Thomas Rocco and Alicia Williams. And the program is located there at the hospital. That must offer some benefits. There are some private practitioners that do offer this type of care. What are some of the benefits of having a wound care program at the hospital?
Well, you know, first thing is it's an outpatient type of treatment. Most people, you know, come in and we take care of them, and then they're on their way home or in nursing home or assisted living. But the other nice thing about us being in the hospital is we do education for people that are, you know, on the floors. And we also are able to see the rehab patients that are upstairs as well. So I think one of the drawbacks up in Providence is their wound center is not part of the same facility, even though they do have hyperbaric treatment there for people with really complex wounds. But we're the nice thing with being in the hospital is not only can we help with any problems on the floors for inpatients or rehab patients, but we're here to help the staff overall at the, you know, at the hospital. I mean, the other thing that's nice too is, I mean, if a patient needs any type of other type of testing, if it's blood work or x-rays, we can get it done immediately, which is also nice. Like this Monday, I'm going to see a patient today, you know, came in, we did a culture, some blood work, got a, you know, ordered an x-ray. I said, come back Thursday. He, you know, it gets done so much more efficiently. And so we have everything at our disposal. It's really nice. I mean, the other thing is we also, you know, and this happens a lot. A person comes in and they're really, really sick, mm-hmm. either from the wound process or something else. Mm-hmm. We call the emergency room and we get them there, down there in, you know, in minutes. So,
yeah,
it, you know, I you know.
Yeah. Oftentimes patients will wait to come and see us because they're sick instead of calling their primary care. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to the wound center. They'll take care of me because they feel like, you know, they're part of the group.
Sure.
So they'll take care of me. I'll wait and go to the wound center.
Right.
It happens a lot.
So people will think of you as an emergency department.
That's partly because we are, you know, if you call the number, you know, 845-3810, somebody picks up the phone. And I can't tell you how many times we've had people call us to contact their primary because the primary won't pick up the phone. You call the doctor to go, you know, press this button, leave a message. We always pick up the phone and it happens all the time. So they know that we're very available but that's the nice thing about being in the hospital. You know, we can get x-rays done quickly, blood work done quickly. And we've had people, you know, come in, the wound needs to be admitted to the hospital. We call the emergency room or we had people with, you know, couldn't breathe, had nothing to do with their wound.
Mm.
We call up the hospital. Look, we tell them the vitals, their oxygen stats are low. They bring them right in and, you know, get taken care of.
So you have the access to the high level of care there at Newport Hospital.
Right.
And then there's also the advantage of being there in Newport. So again, and this comes up at some point on every episode of The Hour of Health, you don't have to go anywhere else. You don't have to go to Providence. You don't have to go to Fall River, Boston, or anyplace else to get this level of care because it is there at Newport Hospital.
Right.
So let's talk, Alicia and Dr. Rocco, about some of the advanced therapies. We touched on them a bit, but tell us about some of the advanced therapies to treat chronic wounds, again, that are available here at Newport Hospital.
So some of the things that are on frontier of wound healing are like stem cells, but of course, you know, there are some ethical issues. We use what are called skin substitutes. We have bovine, which is cow. We have ovine, which are lamb. There are some fetal foreskin skin substitutes that we use. We do use autologous, which would mean we would take skin from someplace else on your body and move it. But it's again, it depends on the patient. It depends, again, on your insurance, because we're not going to do a wound will heal over time.
Mm.
If you do just traditional wound care, it may take 6 months. If we can heal you in 6 weeks, with a product that your insurance will cover, it's not going to make you go broke because we're not looking to put anybody in harm's way, then we would use one of these advanced therapies. And we have quite a few. We use negative pressure wound therapy, which would require a dressing only 3 times a week, a dressing change 3 times a week. And that's a unit that collects the drainage and the patient doesn't have to do anything. A wound nurse would come into them, to their home, and change it. But what I can't stress enough is that we are hospital-based, we are a close-knit group, we know our patients, we get to know our patients, you'll come in, we'll go through your medication list with you, because sometimes your medications will keep your wounds from healing, such as steroids and things like that.
Hmm.
You do require a referral from the doctor, and we would ask that you get a referral, but if a patient or a person felt like their wound was infected, we would ask them to either go to the emergency room or to their primary care first.
Sure, and that's an important point to bring out, and we'll go over that again in just a minute here with Dr. Rocco and Alicia. So, it's interesting. I was having a conversation recently about Medicare because this is the Medicare enrollment time, and one of the changes in Medicare is going to be just what you were talking about, Alicia, about these medicines that have a high ticket for whatever reason, and the allowance is going to change so that those will be covered as time goes on here. Some will be covered this year, and some more will be covered next year. So it'll be something that, as time goes on, will be less and less of a burden. But I guess the question that I had, well, you know, what kind of medication are you talking about? And I guess this would be that kind for a specialized condition such as treating a wound.
So what we do is we get pre-authorization for any specialized treatment that we do. So we would know in advance if there's a copay, if the copay is reasonable. Then our finance department, if it's reasonable, would set up payments.
Sure.
But we don't do that. That's not often, but we make sure that there's no, we're not trying to, you know, we want you to take care of the wound. We don't want to put you in the poorhouse.
Yeah, you're not a bank. You're there to take care of the wound. And we've talked in a previous episode of the Hour of Health about the pharmacy department there at Newport Hospital that has access to a wide range of medicines and treatments and things like that. So there are many, many options. And I guess it speaks to the benefit of having the wound care program there at Newport Hospital. We definitely have been enlightened, and we are so glad for this knowledge to hear about what goes on and the fact that this Vanderbilt Wound Care Program in Newport Hospital is available. So how do we in the community go and use the services of the Vanderbilt Wound Care Program at Newport Hospital?
So the best thing is you can always call us, 845-3810. We're on the first floor. You walk in the main building, you make a left. We go right down by the rehab center. But another way is, again, it would be best to talk to your primary care physician to get a referral, because there's a lot of insurances now that require this. Mm-hmm. And we have people helping when you do come, what the payment will be. That's one thing I do worry about is, like Alicia said, we don't want to put somebody in the poorhouse. It's getting worse and worse.
But it can be handled with efficiency there at Newport Hospital.
Absolutely.
And it's one
absolutely
of the advantages of dealing directly with the hospital. Give us the phone number there once again.
It's 401-845-3810.
And you're there every day? What are the hours?
Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4. And I'm here on Fridays in the morning.
Right. Excellent. And you can always find out more about the Vanderbilt Wound Care Program at the Newport Hospital website as well. Dr. Thomas Rocco, critical care medicine general surgeon, and clinical manager Alicia Williams at the Vanderbilt Wound Care Program. Thanks very, very much for being with us this hour in the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. All the best to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Have a great holiday season.
You too. Thanks for joining us on today's Newport Hospital Hour of Health.